Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Cannes Film Festival. I'm with Maya Hawke and Rupert Friend, among the protagonists of Asteroid City by Wes Anderson.
First of all, what's the first thing you thought when you received the call? I mean, what does it mean for an actor to be part of this pastel-colored world of Wes Anderson?
You go first.
I was going to say
because you've gotten the call twice.
You mean more than Wes?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was my second time working with Wes, and I loved it the first time, and I guess he did a bit, because otherwise I wouldn't be asked back. I'm thrilled whenever he calls, because he's just such a lovely guy, as well as making brilliant films.
I was thrilled when I got the audition, and I remember I printed out all the sides, and I memorized them, and I was in Connecticut with my family, and we went outside, and I play a school teacher, and there are school children in the scene that I auditioned with, so I have two younger sisters and a brother, and I had everyone play different students in my class, and so we actually set up the scene properly, and we did it outside, and it was so much fun to do the audition. And that's always how I know when I really want to be in anything, not even just something that I would want to be in anyway, because it's a hero of mine. But when the audition is fun to do, I don't know if you feel this way, but if you can find joy in that experience, and if the scene goes up naturally on its own and it's not grueling work, then you're like, oh, God, boy, I hope I get this job, because this feels natural to me and it feels good. And so that was that part that was amazing. And then I got the call, and I got the call not only that I got the job, but that I had to leave tomorrow. I went immediately to Spain to film it, and it was just probably the most exciting 24 hours that I've had maybe since I was 18 and got into college. I've been such an admirer of his work my whole life, and the level of joy and both sophistication and innocence, where it's a full family affair. That's just the kind of work I want to be a part of. So it was a totally life-changingly positive experience.
Yeah, I was thinking that, film is always a team effort, but in the case of Wes Anderson's film, it feels like a dance that you're have a part, an essential part. There's no star, in this way. And so I was wondering, how was the atmosphere? Is Wes Anderson like Edward Norton in the play,
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
No, he's not like Edward Norton at all.
Not like Edward Norton in any way. The on-set environment is really, really toxic. And everyone's really cruel to each other. And the working experience is uncomfortable. A lot of bullying. You have to rewrite all your own dialogue because the script is so bad.
Yeah, and ramshackle. He doesn't know what he wants.
Disorganized. Yeah, he has no idea what he wants every day. He asks you. You walk in the morning, he goes, what do we do?
No. Yeah, where would you like?
No, not at all. It's the most positive, organized, collaborative choreography dance you get to be a part of. It's like being in Disney World.
Talking about dance, Montana and June are complementary in a way. When she doesn't seem to get out of her role as a teacher, he comes along and gives the kids what they need, even if it is a musical interlude that you didn't take part of. But anyway, what do you think? Did I feel it in the right way, they're a bit complimentary?
The Montana and June?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the... I think it's a great kind of epic love story, whether it's requited or not. It remains to be seen, but it's... I think it's very beautiful.
I think it's one of those iconic... opposites attract. People look for in others what they can't find in themselves.
Wes Anderson's look is never nostalgic of the 50s, but the 50s are the time where there were the Hollywood stars, in the super diva sense of the world. Have you ever wished, dreamed about being an actor in that time? Going back and maybe wish to have born in that time.
In the 50s?
Yes, and be an actor in that time.
Different for women, for sure.
I was thinking that. I think it's complicated. In some ways, it seems like the more progress we make in terms of our ideas about how the roles that should exist for women and the place that women should have in society, somehow
I feel like the roles are getting less interesting, like because people are afraid to write complicated women because they want to make sure that it's good, like a positive female character. They want to make sure that everything is positive and they don't make fun of her and they don't. And it actually often deprives the character from the opportunity to be corrupt, which is, you know, whether or not that character is being served by that, the actor certainly is, because getting the freedom to play in that world and the freedom to be, to do unlikable things and still being lovable. But I don't think any part of me would like to be back in the 50s, even for the good scripts.
Yeah, I would have loved to. I think everything Maya said is very on point. It's very different for the two genders, but I would have loved to work with Kazan, for example, and some of those old kind of westerns. You know, you talked about John Wayne, John Ford, you know, that kind of, I'd have, but to be honest, Wes wasn't working then, and nor was, you know, all the wonderful people we get to work with now. So it's a pretty good time to be an actor.
Yeah.
Grazie, mi cari. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank Maya Hawke and Rupert Grant, actors in Asteroid City by Wes Anderson at the 76th Cannes Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.